Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, September 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Silver X Mining completes private placements, raising total gross proceeds of $21.5 million. Silver X Mining Corp has completed private placements, raising a total of $21.5 million. The bought deal private placement resulted in $16 million, with the full exercise of the underwriter's overallotment option. Additionally, a non-brokered private placement raised $5.5 million. This financing milestone allows Silver X to advance growth plans in Peru, with the potential to become one of the fastest-growing silver producers in South America. Each unit sold includes a common share and a warrant. The net proceeds will be used for exploration, resource conversion, and production scale. The underwriters received cash fees and non-transferable common share purchase warrants for their services. Completion of the offerings is subject to final approval. For more information, visit Silver X Mining Corp's website.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTQB, LFLRF, FSC 3DUK0. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on soaring gold prices and emerging producers. LaFleur Minerals Inc., featured in a Network Newswire editorial, is well positioned as gold prices soar above $3,500 an ounce. With a fully permitted gold mill and projects in Canada's productive mining region, LaFleur offers a valuable investment opportunity for those looking to benefit from the current market conditions. The company's focus on district-scale gold projects in Quebec demonstrates its commitment to long-term value creation. Investors can learn more about LaFleur Minerals by visiting their newsroom.
Mining news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc., NEM, OTCQB, HUSF, expands gravel pit operations and completes cement ready-mix plant. Nikola Mining Inc., together with partner Lower Nikola Site Services Limited, has announced the expansion of its gravel pit operations and completion of its cement ready-mix plant. The company secured permits for extraction of up to 3.0 million tons of inert rock material and an extension of its gravel pit mine life. Nikola Mining is a junior mining company listed on the TSXV and FSE with projects in British Columbia. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire provides specialized communications for the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Solar Power Europe study suggests how to reshore solar production in Europe. Europe's solar industry could potentially compete with Chinese dominance if policymakers take action, as a study by Solar Power Europe and Fraunhofer ISE reveals. European-made solar modules cost only 14.5% more than Chinese imports, equating to 10.3 cents per watt. The key now is for policymakers to focus on reshoring solar production to Europe, a challenge that could redefine the industry's landscape. Companies like Powerbank Corporation, ORN, are already exploring opportunities in this evolving market. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a wide network of solutions for small and mid-cap companies looking to reach diverse markets and audiences. For more information, visit tinygems.com. Blue Lagoon extends milling agreement with Nikola Mining to 10 years, securing long-term processing of Dome Mountain mineralized material. Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. extends its milling agreement with Nikola Mining to a 10-year term, securing long-term processing of mineralized material from the Dome Mountain Gold Project near Smithers, British Columbia. Nikola Mining, an equity shareholder of Blue Lagoon, operates a fully permitted mill. This extension further solidifies the partnership between the two companies emphasizing their shared vision and strategic alignment. The agreement ensures priority access to mill capacity for Dome Mountain material, supporting Blue Lagoon's transition to production. Recent milestones at Dome Mountain, including the commissioning of a water treatment plant and the start of underground mining operations, demonstrate the company's readiness for responsible production. Blue Lagoon also granted 3.5 million options to consultants and advisors. For more information, contact President and CEO Rana Vig at 604-218-4766 or ranavig@bluelagoonresources.com.
NRx Pharmaceuticals refiles abbreviated new drug application for ketaphree, preservative-free IV ketamine. NRx Pharmaceuticals has refiled its abbreviated new drug application for ketaphree, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation. This move aligns with current priorities to eliminate toxic preservatives from foods and drugs. The filing is based on FDA approval of NRx's proposed strength of preservative-free ketamine. This formulation represents a reshoring of a crucial drug to the U.S. in line with a presidential executive order. With the current ketamine market estimated at $750 million and projected to reach $3.35 billion globally by 2034, NRx aims to address the current drug shortage by providing a safer alternative without toxic preservatives. The company has also filed a citizen's petition to remove benzethonium chloride, a harmful substance, from all IV ketamine presentations. Investor news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYSE American, SVM, approves all matters at annual general meeting. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the TSX NYSE American under the ticker symbol SVM, announced that all matters at its annual general meeting were approved by the majority of votes. Over 108 million common shares, representing 49.5% of outstanding shares, were present at the meeting. Silvercorp is a Canadian mining company focused on producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, with a strategy to create shareholder value through cash flow, growth, M&A, and responsible mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Solid GDP data causes gold to lose some gains. Gold retreated slightly on Thursday after revised data on the GDP of the U.S. for Q2 revealed the economy was more solid than initially reported. U.S. GDP exhibited 3.8% growth year-on-year for Q2 of this year, higher than the 3.5% analysts had expected. Concerns about mass firings are acting as a tailwind for safe haven gold. Companies like GemXX Corp., involved in extracting gold and making consumer goods, will be monitoring the developing situation. For the latest news and updates on GemXX Corp., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. UGI upgrade project set to begin this week in South Abington Township. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in South Abington Township on Wednesday, October 1st. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Bailey Street, Grandview Street, and Leach Street, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Residents may experience road closures, detours, and parking restrictions, as well as interruptions to natural gas service. The project is expected to be completed by mid-November, with final paving and restoration to follow. To inquire about converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.